Hello?
Hey, yes, ma'am. Miss Reese, keep on giving you a call back from emergency roadside assistance. So I did get back in contact with that service provider for you, and unfortunately, he said being that he's unable to take the whole 75 at once, he's not able to provide service because he feels like he's been scammed before when customer tried to do that, and the time to pay, he didn't pay. So he said he's not willing to provide the service half and half. Half this day and half that day. It had to be the whole thing.
Oh, I thought he was on his way right now.
Well, I was going to secure him, but until he said he couldn't provide the service unless he has the full amount.
Oh. So, do I need to wait another day or?
I mean, it's up to you. If you would like to wait until you get paid, it's up to you. Or if you're really in need of service right now, you can maybe like get the borrow it or something. Or
Because my daughter needed to today.
yeah.
No, because it's a hole in the tire. Do I just wait until Thursday?
In this situation, being that 75 is basically the base rate for a tire change, I would say if you can wait, if you're not really in need of a rush to go anywhere, I would say you can wait it
I
out.
am because I have a place to go on Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know you could like a relative or anything that you can possibly borrow it from. If
What
not,
is it? Maybe I can ask. Let me ask. And then,
because I'm not really sure what to tell you in this situation, because I can't give you money myself, but
No, I understand. I totally understand.
yeah, if I could, I would, but we can't.
So, maybe I can ask somebody, maybe my sister. I can ask my sister.
Okay. So yes, ma'am. You just give your sister a call then, and see if you can borrow at least like $50 until Thursday, and you'll be able to reimburse that Thursday. You'll be able to get your tire changed today.
Okay. And then
All right.
okay.
So are you wanting to give us a call back once you contact your sister, or would you like me to stay on the line, or what do you want me to do?
Maybe I can contact my sister first, and then you can call me back like in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I have to wait on other people that's in need of roadside assistance to call, so I can't really just wait. But you can give us a call back at the same number. Yes, ma'am. And whatever agent picks up the phone, you just give them your number or your name, let them know that you're wanting to continue with the service, and they'll set up a ticket for you.
Okay. Do you think that I can just pay the 26 and he won't, make a fuss about it?
You said, and he won't who?
I say if you would not make a fuss, if meaning that if I can just pay the $26.
Well, he said he could take, well, actually, he didn't say he can take the $26. Being that he tried to do a customer like this before, and he said that when it was time for the customer to pay on the date that they said they was going to pay, the customer backed out, and he ended up doing the service for free without getting paid for it. So that's how he's really iffy about providing the service.
Oh no, when I say I'm gonna pay something, I pay something, and you know, I get it, you know, get it done until I get the money. I'm not that type of person.
Okay.
So meaning that I worry until I get that money. So, cause you know, I don't want it done to me, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how he feels, you know, because I don't want it done to me.
Right. But I asked him, can she provide the service if she at least pays like 26 today and 49 Thursday? He wasn't really going for it. So, yeah. I mean, I could possibly get in contact with someone else, but it's not, you know, it's not a guarantee that they have a lower quote or ETA.
No, I understand. Well, anyways, I'll probably try to talk to my sister, and then I'll call you back.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll be waiting for your call, all right?
Have a good day.
All right. You do the same, Ms. Reese. All right. Bye-bye.